USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles County District Attorney Democrat George Gascon is making headlines with a new policy announcement this week that gives preferential treatment to illegal immigrants that break the law over victims of their crime. Quote, all charging determinations shall be undertaken with the goal of avoiding or mitigating the adverse immigration consequence of a decision when known, end quote. Tim Ward on Fox News is the DA of Tulare County, north of Los Angeles. He weighs in.
It's scary because the message that it sends to victims and really to the prosecutors in the office, because what it sounds like at its core is sanction preferential treatment for decisions of who does and who does not get charges filed against them. And quite frankly, I'm surprised no one else is talking about this, because as a prosecutor, that's a very scary concept.
The union workers at the New York Times newspaper are telling readers to join a digital picket line by not engaging with the Times content on Thursday to support their one-day strike against the paper. Amanda Hess, the second vice president for the News Guild of New York, confirmed that more than 1,000 Times staffers will go on strike for 24 hours today. Two firefighters were killed after succumbing to injuries sustained in a three-alarm house fire in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania last night. That's about an hour's drive west of Allentown. A third person was also deceased 100 yards from the scene and is unclear if it's related to the fire. The fallen firefighters are from Community Fire Company, New Tripoli. San Diego, California will get its moment in the moonlight when the Orion spacecraft completes its final leg of the Artemis 1 mission on Sunday. The spacecraft will splash down about 50 miles off the Southern California coastline to an awaiting Navy recovery ship. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Democrats continue their push to change election procedures in America. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
The DNC is moving ahead with plans to make South Carolina the first state to hold a primary in the upcoming 2024 election cycle. South Carolina Republican Congressman Nancy Mace tells Fox that regardless of which party you're aligned with, this move shows the importance of the state.
On the Republican side, we're the first state in the South, and if you win South Carolina, you have about a 95% chance of winning the nomination. And you see the same kind of precedent on the Democrat side. And what this will do is showcase the issues in our state, which are national issues.
The state of Indiana filed a pair of lawsuits against Communist China's TikTok platform Wednesday, alleging they are deceiving consumers about its content and data security. The state said its lawsuits are the first of its kind against the popular app President Trump warned us about years ago. Indiana's complaint says TikTok's algorithm is designed to addict young users and promote harmful content to them. The housing market in America continues to be all over the place, buyers facing over 7% interest rates thanks to overspending by the government. Inflation is being fueled by the $5 trillion spent in the last couple of years. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell went so far recently to call the boom phase of the housing market a bubble when home prices soared 45% between January of 2020 and June of 2022. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.